It's the 5th of June, 1944, Mel Bray reporting. Allied forces have liberated Rome. American General Mark Clark led his troops into the former Axis capital early this morning after making a rapid advance over the past 24 hours. The first reaction from President Roosevelt is that the first Axis capital is in our hands, one down and two to go. The German occupation forces have left Rome virtually an open city. There's been little fighting near the centre. The main resistance has been from a small number of snipers. Rome's historic buildings and monuments have been left unharmed. The Vatican is untouched. It appears that German forces refused to obey Hitler's orders to blow up the bridges over the Tiber. The only significant damage to the city appears to be around the main railway marshalling yards, which have been the targets of Allied pinpoint bombing. German forces are in full retreat from the city, in convoys sometimes stretching 60 or 70 miles long. Around 600 fleeing enemy vehicles are claimed to have been destroyed over the past 24 hours. The D-Day invasion of France has been postponed for at least 24 hours. Supreme Commander General Dwight Eisenhower took the decision at 10 o'clock last night. He decided that severe weather conditions could have put the whole of Operation Overlord in jeopardy. The time of the invasion will be reconsidered today. Meanwhile, Poole and Christchurch bays have filled overnight, and parts of the Armada have started moving towards the Isle of Wight. They're being joined by long convoys rounding Old Harry Rocks from the west. Poole Bay is crammed with ships. Local man Peter Percy was one of the hundreds almost unable to believe their eyes.
These ships were wedged in so tight from within a few hundred yards from the shore to several miles out towards the channel. And I wouldn't think that you could get another ship in the bay if you'd used a shoehorn.
Dorset's Tarrant Rushton Airfield has been totally sealed off for security reasons. Scores of gliders and their tugs are waiting there. Civilians, including a number of telephone engineers working at the site, have been ordered to stay on the base overnight and are not allowed home. Destroyers and motor torpedo boats have been rushed to sea to intercept part of the invasion fleet, which didn't get last night's postponement order and sailed off prematurely. The group making the false start is believed to include a flotilla of American destroyers. Another ship that made a false start was the French battleship Courbet. In the course of her tow, she ran into difficulties off Bournemouth and is now at anchor off Dulston Head. The Courbet is one of the many ships stripped of equipment and filled with concrete, ready to be scuttled off the invasion coast to be used as a temporary harbour wall. There's also been intense overnight air activity. For the past few nights, aircraft from bases in Dorset and the New Forest have been hitting enemy defences and radar installations on the Normandy coast. Of 47 known radar sites, it's estimated that only 10 are now operational. Some of these have been deliberately spared as part of the deception plan to make the Germans believe the invasion is to be launched from southeast England against the stretch of French coast around Calais and Boulogne. More than 7 tons of bombs and numerous rockets were delivered in the course of yesterday's strikes against German radar stations on the French coast. 5 squadrons of Typhoons and Mosquitoes are now operating from Hearn, together with American Black Widow night fighters and Marauder bombers. And finally, a Hearn-based airman is back in action again after his plane was shot down during one of yesterday's attacks on enemy coastal radar installations. The Norwegian wing commander was pulled out of the sea after his Typhoon was hit by anti-aircraft fire. Following the experience, he's now out on his second sortie. That's the news this hour on the 5th of June, 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time.